is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
June 27th, 1980, a tragedy. An airline comes down, leading to the deaths of 81 people. 40 years later, former Italian Prime Minister Giuliano Amato speaks out about the cause of the crash of a DC-9 on the island of Ustica. To understand this story and why it's fresh and in the news in Italy, I welcome Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. Lorenzo, the former Prime Minister Amato has come forward with an opinion that this aircraft did not crash because of mechanical error. In fact, he's come forward with the opinion that it was shot down accidentally by a French warplane attempting to, in some fashion, assassinate then-Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. This is in the news in Italy. Who is Prime Minister Amato to gain this attention, and what is the opinion of the Italian media of his allegation? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Not easy to explain a long story that happened more than 40 years ago. I was a young student at that time, and I was shocked by that. But I was also very much surprised by the statement that Mr. Amato made 1 week ago, I would say out of the blue. Mr. Amato is now 80 plus years old, very important politician in Italy that survived across the first, the second, and also the third republic, being not only the prime minister some years ago, but also one of the latest Supreme Court chairmen. So, I mean, a statement made by a man like this with such a curriculum is something that made a lot of echoes on newspaper and media, and of course attract also the importance and the attention of the prime minister because of the relationship between the country of Italy and the country of France, saying to Mr. Amato very directly and very straightforward, if you have evidence, please come with this evidence and we'll look into that, because you know, this is something that was going on for years and years and years with a lot of judicial authorities and parliamentary committee that did a lot of inquiries. At the very end, the conclusion was that there was no missile attack made by one of the aircraft of the NATO organization, in such a case a French aircraft trying to attack a MiG of the Libyan Air Force that was supposed to carry on board Gaddafi and kill Gaddafi. The result of all the inquiry was a bomb was on board of the DC-9. Certainly, this is something that have made a lot of rumors on newspaper. There was no reaction from the French authorities, but Amato made another press conference after, let's say, the word that Giorgia Meloni, our prime minister, said, I mean, in terms of bring evidence, if you have evidence. And he said, you know, after so long time, maybe the French authority that was not even born at those time may think and review their position and tell what really happened that night.
Yes, we'll watch this because I did not know of these matters until you bring it to my attention. And it sounds, again, something that can be very sensitive between France and Italy. You know that they've had those border disputes. You've reported on them these last months. And we presume here in America on the other side of the Atlantic that everybody in Europe gets along all the time. Reaching back to 1980 for this kind of allegation is strange. We go to another question of relationships between sovereign powers, but this one even more interesting. This is Reuters reporting. China remains willing to work with Italy to improve trade and investment ties, according to the Commerce Minister, even as the only group of seven power to join the Belt and Road Initiative considers quitting the Beijing-led scheme. This is a puzzle to me as well, because the bold statement by Giorgia Meloni's government that they were leaving the Belt and Road Initiative by Beijing made headlines around the world. What do you understand about China wanting to work with you? What does that mean?
Well, it means that China has understood that Italy intends not to renovate the agreement signed 5 years ago for the Belt Road. This is something clear now, although the final decision can be taken only by the parliament. And this is the message that our foreign minister, Antonio Tajani, brought with him flying to China a few days ago, meeting his counterpart and then the Minister of Trade and Commerce of the China government, in order to reassure about the relationship between Italy and China. But saying that rather than having an agreement on the Belt Road, is much better to understand in which way we can build a sort of commercial or trade partnership between the two countries. Because out of the Belt Road, Italy didn't have any positive effect in terms of increase of export and so on, while other countries that have not signed, like Germany and France, did a lot of business with China, much more than us. So they said, why we should continue on an agreement that has not created any fruit for the two parties? Why not to understand how we can work together on a partnership agreement regarding the way we can import and export goods across the two countries. That is the message that was well received by the China authority that made a positive statement regarding this. So we'll see what will happen at the end of the year with the parliament in Italy, very likely taking the decision not to renovate the agreement for the Belt Road.
And finally, Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister, making an announcement that her government is going to be especially concerned with juvenile delinquency and crime throughout the country. There was a recent horrible incident in the south of Italy, I believe, near Naples, the attack on a young woman. So this initiative, is this popular throughout Italy that they're going to move against teenage delinquents?
Absolutely, yes. I think that what the prime minister decided with all the other ministers in the cabinet 2 days ago was going in the direction that was expected by the public opinion, or at least by the majority. I mean, to introduce severe measurement to stop the increase of minor and younger people below 18 years old, even below 14 years old, doing things that are not surprised, that are really terrible and absolutely critical. And so they have introduced interesting measures, such as the responsibility of the parents, right, if, for example, they don't send the pupils to school. In the past, that was only a matter of a fine of 30 euros. Now the parents can be even arrested and can run the risk of a condemn up to 2 years in jail. So in my opinion, these are important measures, such as also the possibility to impede to young people to go to certain public places if they have done something wrong. And even people between 14 and 18 years old can be arrested if they are doing something against the law. And they are discovered, meanwhile they are doing such an action. So I think these are important measures.
Lorenzo Fiore in Milano. I'm John Beckman.